The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Amen.
Daf lamed he. Today's daf is being studied in the Lashon Hara ben Esther, Hashema, Rafael ben Sophia. Hena refana do, fata nefesh, fata guf, fata kuna badavah, v'chin rasom amar. Amen. Begin today's daf, on lamed dalid, Amud Bet, and we are three lines on the bottom. Ze Omer Shel Avotai, Veze Omer Shel Avotai. Okay, each one is claiming that the field belong to their respective father. Rashbam, Ben Besfina, Ben Bekarka. Doesn't matter, we could be talking about a boat over here, or Karka. There's no Hazaka for either one. So they both don't have proofs, they're just claiming, my father's, my father's. Amar Rav Nachman, kol de'alim givar. Okay, in this case over here, the stronger one gets it. So Betin doesn't get involved in this case. The one that has the stronger strength, he grabs the boat, or he grabs the karka. Okay? Such a case. What is called de'alim givar? So Rashbam explained on yesterday's daf, Kodan Gebar means the stronger one, either with proof, it's a proof concept, or the stronger one with muscles. Whoever can strong arm the next guy to take it, he gets to keep it. The Rosh explains that when you say Kodanim Gebar, Ba'al Ariva Gover Rishon, the guy that's stronger, להחזיק במון זוכה להחזיק בו עד שיביא בעל ריבו ראיה גמורה. That's right. I'm stronger, so I took the boat. But it's not permanently. If the other guy brings proof, I gotta release it. ואין מניחים לבעל הריב השני לשוב ולוציאו מהראשון בכוח. Once one guy is stronger and he got it first, we don't let another guy now to overpower him and grab it. There's no, we have a boxing match now that every Monday and Thursday the other guy is going to grab it from each other. The stronger guy grabs it. Once he grabs it, the only way to get it out of his hand now is ra'ayot. The other guy's got to bring proof. We don't say that this guy will go back in the middle of his night and go to the backyard and grab the boat back. No, it's too late. He grabbed it first. Now bring ra'ayot. Kilom mistabesh yitkinu hakamim din shelepiv yu ba'ale harib min tatsachim zayim zayim le'olam. It doesn't make sense that hakamim are going to make a law that promotes fighting. Then there'll be no end. I'm stronger. Tomorrow you're stronger. Shayum ze goveru machal chaveru vechozer ad halida. It keeps on going back and forth. V'samchu hachemim shol ye'evud din bekak shagover rishon yachzik bememon ki gam im enu ha'ba'alim ha'amiti karom ha'dama she'ba'alim ha'amiti yavi lesof ra'ya v'yotzi miyado. Right, they thought that this was a logical way of settling it because the guy that's grabbed it will hold on to the boat and in the interim this guy will find witnesses if he's really the owner. And when he brings witnesses, he'll get it back. So therefore, they didn't feel it was an injustice to do such a thing. And also they assume, the Rosh explains, that the guy that usually has the witnesses and who really owns the boat, he'll be the stronger one in grabbing it. Because when it's yours, you fight for it more. So they felt also that's a good system of called Da'adim Gevar. Because in all odds, the real owner is going to fight for it more than the guy that's not owning it. Especially that he's not going to fight for something and toil when he knows that if the other guy brings it to ayah, he's going to have to give it up. So therefore, that's the logic of Kol De'alim Gebar. That's the way it works. Okay. Anyway, Gemara says, "Umay shena mishne shtarot hayotzim biyom echad." The Gemara is going to ask some questions on this. From other cases where we have a sefek, and the laws are going to be split it. In the machloket, split it. Here we didn't say split the boat, split the field. Here we say, kodadim gebar. Why is it different than two shtarot that are ba'im ke'ahad? What's the shtar ba'im ke'ahad? Guy comes along with a shtar. So and so sold me a field on this date. Here's my shtar. I have it. Another guy has exact shtar with the same date that he was sold the field. So they're both producing a shtar now. Who do you believe? They have the same date. Even if one, you know for a fact, was written first. Now they don't put a time in a shtar. They just put a date. But even if you have witnesses that say, well, we know that Reuven got his shtar before Shimon. Doesn't matter. Doesn't mean that Reuven bought the field more than Shimon. When it comes to shtarot, you put the date on it, and the shtar takes hold at the end of the day. So therefore, since shtarot activate at the end of the day, so both it's the same exact time. So therefore, who's, even though Reuven got the shtar first, so what? When he got the shtar, it's dated this day, kinyanim take place at the end, so who do you believe over here? So the deen is, you split it. Look at the Rashba, the bottom. שני שטרות היוצאים לפנינו על שדה אחת של ראובן שכתב שטר מתנה לשמעון ושטר מתנה לוי. ראובן לא שטר את שמעון את לוי. ושניהם ביום אחד. ונמצא שאין זה מוחזק יותר מזה כלל. Nobody has a חזקה more than the next guy. ואפילו להתפרד ששמעון בשחר ולוי אחריו בערב. Even though you know, one got to start in the morning and one got in the evening. אין הקדימה בשעות. We don't have this deed of hakdama b'sha'ot, you know, who got it first, ela b'Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is special, they went with the hours. The second ketavot, gabeh hu ovda de'imed rabbi barhamah b'safra katvinu l'nechsed rabbi barhamah u'beramsha katvinu l'mor ogba barhamah v'ukmim b'yad rav ogba. He wrote the shtar for one guy in the morning, and one for in the afternoon, they gave to one that had the shtar for them in the morning. In Jerusalem, they went with hours in the shtar. Av b'shu ha'arom, v'shu ma'itama, atu b'Yerushalayim yatvi dekotvim sha'ot. That's what they write. Hours in the start. In Yerushalayim, there were hours in the start. They came and shlop pirishto on the Uven and Shimon and Sha'an, and said, Shalom Zikah b'chnav zeh ad ha'erev. Since you don't write an hour in Shtarot, the deen is that the Shtar doesn't activate until the evening. Who even with Paris was Sha'a Sha'arit, and said, Shalim Shavim, so they were both at the same time. Okay? Very good. So now what happens? So the deen is, the Rav Amar Yachloku. So Rav says, in this case over here, split the field. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel has a different deed. Shmuel says, Shuda de Daine. What does that mean? Shuda de Daine. Throw it to the judges. Shuda means throw it. Throw the case to the court. And let the court analyze and let them figure out who they think really owns this field by looking at the shtarot, looking at the circumstances, and let them give the field to the one that they feel is the right owner. Look at Rashbam. Yahloku. First she tells us split it. We understand that. This fekau. Right, there's no one over here. Nobody's mahzik over here to say mahzik ala varaya. So you just split it. Next shita. Shuda de daine. Leoto shiye notel leva dayanim. Shaya notel ohavo. Okay, right. They look at information. They say, well, Reuven we know like Shimon. So Mistama, he gave the gift to Shimon. Or we know that it was his friend. Or we know, you know, there was an understanding between Reuven and Shimon. They look at circumstance. And they decide, Yot devaday lahu gemar v'achneh. Lo yitnu. To that person they give the karka. The Shema zechem ba'al ha-karka b'shelo. Right, and maybe they'll be right. Alam kishata me yachloku bevaday achad notur ha-tzi shelo kedin. Shmuel holds, better to take a educated guess to give it to the person than to split it, because when you split it for sure, one guy's getting something that doesn't belong to him. When the bad thing gets involved and gives it to one guy, could be they got the right guy. Mashiachin, for sure, when you split it, you know one guy is getting a feel that is really not belonging to him. So that's the machloket over here. Shuda, just to get the word Shuda, didayne, lashon ashlacha. If you look in the Az Yashir, it says Yara Bayam. The Egyptians were thrown in the water. The Targum explains Shadeh Beyama. So Shuda is they were thrown. So you take the case, you throw it to Betin. And Betin analyzes Shuda de Daineh. Anyway, the question of the Gemara is, why in the case of the boat? Well, why, yeah, when the guy says, it's my father's, I'll let him fight it out. Why don't you say, split it? Or why don't you say, throw it to the Betin? What's the difference between the first case and the case of Tushtarot that I read on the same day? What's the chiluk between the cases? Why in one case you say, kod adim gevar, and why in one case you say, yahaloku wa shudad edayne? That's the Gemara's question. Gemara's answer is, chiluk. Atam, second line. Leka le mekam ale de milta. Acha, ika le mekam ale de milta. There, you can't figure it out. Here, you can't figure it out. What does that mean? That's wrong. Atam, bebet shtarot, in the case of two shtarot, leka le mekam ale de milta. Hayom or the mahar, which means there's no way to figure it out. Not today, not tomorrow. Sheyevo ha'echad edim v'yitol. What? One guy's going to bring edim? Edim don't mean nothing in this case, because the other guy's got a shtar also that's dated for the same date that also has edim on it. There's no way to solve this case. If you're going to just let it be as it is, nobody's going to be able to bring a bigger proof than the other guy. Sheresh shtarot shavim bizmanam. And like we learned already, and even if this guy brings proof, I got my start in the morning, means nothing. We learned already. Besides Jerusalem, we don't take hours into a start. We're not going to suspect either. Maybe the start was given a month earlier to one of the guys. They could bring an ayah that he got it a month earlier. The ma'achad shekadvu b'yom echad, because the date is on the same day, on the start. Mistamma gam b'yom echad nimsiru. Mistamma, the start was given on the day that it was dated. Kama shemukhiyak, lashon ha-katub b'shtar. Hilkach, rav amar cholkin, u'shmuel amar shudad d'dayne, tuhil ve'en debarer le'olam. Since you're never going to come to a conclusion in this case. Hadin hu, imi mishtarim b'din since it could never, if you leave it the way it is, it'll never get solved. Oh, so one rabbi says, no choice, we're going to step in now. Split it, or let Betin solve it. However, in the case of the boat, where one guy says it belongs to my father, and the other guy says it belongs to my father, in this case of the both claimants, their fathers, was their fathers, you could solve this without Betin getting involved. But he'll bring witnesses. Once one guy brings witnesses that the boat really belongs to his father, or witnesses that he had a hazakah, so then it already belongs to him. Here, why should Betin get involved in this case? Because if Betin gets involved, it can be overturned now. Betin's going to take the boat, and they're going to say, all right, we think that it belongs to this guy. Now the other guy's going to bring Edim. What's Betin going to be forced to do? Oh, sorry, we made a mistake. So Betin's not going to get involved in something that could solve itself. And since the first case could solve itself over time, so let the time take its course. Helkach en Betin is kekim dem nadun din shesofo lavo lidei avut. Betin's not going to get involved on something that could be undone. Understand the logic? In the first case over there, it belonged to my father. This belonged to my father. How is this going to be resolved? Very easy. One guy will bring Edim, that really the karka or the boat belonged to his father, and that's it. The guy with the witness is going to win. So Betin says, we're going to get involved for now. We're going to stick our nose in. And those of these guys are going to be witnesses. Now we have to what? We have to undo what we did? Fight it out. But shaking about two shtarot, if Betin doesn't get involved, it'll go on forever. How is this going to be resolved? Oh, one guy's going to bring witnesses. I got the shtar earlier. That means nothing. Shtar early means nothing. I got it in the morning, he got it in the evening. It means nothing. It's the same thing. Because the shtar doesn't kick in until the evening. What else would I bring it up? I bring witnesses that he sold me the field. He has also a shtar witness that said he was sold the field. Or he was given the field as a matana. There's no
twice.
There's no way.
He sold the land twice.
No. One person's lying.
No, two different people.
It's two different people. Yes, right, yes. Uvin sold, gave it to me as a gift, and he gives it to him. Another question. Umay shena me'adit nan. So we learned in Bava Metzia. Ha'machrif para b'chamor. Remember the story over there? Kenyan Halipin. This guy has a para, this guy has a hamor. So what do we say? He grabs the hamor. The second he grabs the hamor, the para, automatically, no matter where it is, transfers to the other guy. That's called Kenyan Halipin. Understand how that works? Reuven and Shimon, they want to switch their para and the hamor. Machlif. So Reuven grabs the hamor. Immediately when he makes a kinyan of the hamor, the para, even though the para is on his field, the para transfers to Shimon. Remember the case? The para gave birth. Now you don't know in whose did the para give birth before the halipi, and therefore belongs to the original guy. Or did it give birth after, so that means it was pregnant, and therefore belongs to the guy that but the sold the hamor, he gets the parawati ubar. You don't know when it happened. Hamachliv para b'hamor v'yalda v'chen ha'mocher shifchato. Same story. You sold the shifcha v'yalda. Ze omer ad shelo macharti yalda. Reuven says, no, it gave birth before I sold it to you. Ze omer mishalakachto yalda. The other guy says, no, after it gave birth. What's the din? Yachloku. You split it. See over there, you have a machlok between the two sides, and you split it. You don't say kol da'adim givar, like the case of the boat, or the case of the karka. Look at the Mishnah Rashbam. Umay shena, hadir av Nachman machlif para b'chamor. Kivan shemashak ba'ad ha'para t'chamor, once he's moshek t'chamor, niknit ha'para le'ba'ad ha'chamor. So the para is transferred. Bechol makom di. The metatlin niknin b'halipin. That's our law. One of the ways to acquire metatlin is through kinyan halipin. Kedatam b'kedushin. Kol ha'naaseh damim b'achel kivan shezachazet chayev zeh b'halipin. V'lachen, ena davar yaduwa v'adad shel miyu shere lo ra'ah adayin et parato. Right. The reason why this can happen is because I didn't see the para. The para is somewhere else. I just made a kinyan of the hamor. Now the para belongs to, we don't know when it gave birth. That's why I have to give a halipin case. If it's a fair transaction where I'm grabbing the hamor and you're grabbing the para, so I see it. I see it was pregnant or not. Here you don't see anything because all I see is I made a kinyan on the hamor and now my para that's over there somewhere transfers to you. And then all of a sudden by the time they catch up with it, they see there's a baby there. They say, oh, what do you mean? He gave birth before, he gave birth after. But if they bought it with money, you'll know exactly if it gave birth or not. The end ma'od konot v'yachziru be'en v'ilu mashkal lebeto achal matam od tu lo matzim ochel v'ma b'rishuti yalda da b'metad lokeach karma hilkik dekat halipin b'chamor u'para v'lo damim. Okay, very good. So I'll give about a question over there. The different cases. The Gemara said, by the way, the cow was in neutral territory. Because otherwise, if the cow was on, let's say, the seller's property, so he's a mazik, so the other guy's a musib ha'averu ala varaya, so why do you say split it? You should say he's a mazik. The other guy's bringing it out. So it's a neutral territory, so you can't claim that he's a mazik. In any event, the deed is what? You split it. Yahwok, look at the next Ashbam. Oh, over here, it's provable. How could you prove who the cow belongs to, the child? Let's say you have witness to come along and say, we know the cow was born at whatever this time. They can prove exactly who it belongs to. And still, even though it's provable, what's the deen? Split it. So I go back to our question. In the case of, he says, my father's. He says, the field is my father's. Would you say? I call that Alim Gebar. Why? Because Binti's not going to get involved because you know, they can prove it themselves. He also can be proven by themselves. And we say that, split it. So the answer to that question is, Hatam lehai itle derara de mamuna, ulhai itle derara de mamuna. Hacha idemor la demor, the idemor la demor. Oh, let's give us the answer. Look at Rashbam. Hatam gabe machlif para b'chamor. In that case over there, letarvayu itu derara de mamuna. Both guys over there have a legitimate claim, because both are considered mahzik. The guy that's had the para originally, he's got a good claim. The para was by me, so therefore the animal gave birth by me. The buyer also has a good claim. He says, you admit that you sold me this para, so I'm the mahzik also now. So therefore the child belongs to me. Each claim is a really a valid claim. Right, שפרה בשפחה של שלמה הייתה בזה אחר זה, וכל אחד טוען פרתי ושפחתי ידע ביותר ברשותי. אינם משת חליפין ידע, ואין לברס של מי יהווה הוולד. הם כך יחלוקו, ושלד את העיני לכל מענקה. It makes sense to say over here יחלוקו, because each one really has legitimate claims over here, so splitting it is logical. Because whose claim is better? And don't throw it to Betin decide who they think, why not? אפילו שמר דלא שייך לומר אין לגבי מתנה לשניים שילוב בית דין למי אוהב. Right. Shuda de Dina is only by a gift. Because one of the ways that Betty figures it out is, who does the guy like better? That you can do by a gift. But by a sale, sale is a sale. Sale you don't favor the person you like or you don't like. Sale is the guy who gives you the item. So Shuda de Dina is only by a matana. Because that's the way Betty is going to use their judgment. But the point is, the reason why you're going to split it is because there's a logic to say that each one is right. Because I'm a muhzak and you're a muhzak. Idemor, lo demor. However, in the first case, what one guy saying the field was my father's, and one guy saying the field was my father's, one guy is right and the other guy is a liar. Somebody over here is lying. If it belongs to A, it does not belong to B at all. Which means, lo hayta karka shel idach me'olam. There, he never had the kaka at all. Here, when I come along and say, the cow gave birth by me, the cow was mine by one point. So I'm connected to the cow. It's like I'm coming from left field saying, a cow arbitrarily somewhere in the world that belongs to me. Hey, the cow we all agree was mine. So my claim is a strong claim. And the buyer also has a strong claim. He said, hey, I bought the cow. So it's not like I'm not connected to this cow. I also connected. So the Rabbah belongs to me. There, where each one is connected to it, then you say Yahloku. But here, one guy says the field is my father's, one guy says the field is my father's. Who's right? Well, one guy's right, one guy's lying. They both cannot have a claim of it that it's their father's. So in that case over there, Betin is going to pull out. Look at the bottom, Rashbam. Lo hayta karka shel idach me'olam. That's right. No, they're not brothers. Okay. Now, so that's why, since it's possible in the first case, where if it belongs to Reuven, it doesn't belong to Shimon. If it belongs to Shimon, it doesn't belong. There, it's clearly, one guy is coming from left field and making a lie over here. In that case over there, Betty says, we're not going to get involved. Because if we get involved, like we said earlier, one guy will bring it to Ayah, then we're going to have to undo what we said. Let them fight it out till they bring it to Ayah. But here, you both have legitimate claims. You're both connected to the money. You're a mahzik and you're a mahzik. So Betty feels comfortable to say, all right, you know, we'll split it. Now, if somebody brings a deem at the end, so then Betty's going to have to probably undo what they did.
Why can't they just make it take effect at night, like they did with the previous case?
What's the take effect? They don't know when Ella gave birth.
I
take this, I get that. The kinyan is done. That's a kinyan. It's a physical kinyan. Amri Nahar De'eh. Okay, Nahar De'eh said.
Karka, you got the story of Karka, right? One guy says my father's, one guy says my father's. No one has a proof. Same story. We say, I called Adim Gevar. Right? Rav Nachman's law. Im ba echad min ashuk ve'azik ba, en motzin ota miyado. Came a third guy now. And he grabbed the karka, so Betin leaves it in his possession. He wasn't even involved in the story over here. Look at the Rashbam. En motzin ota bedin miyado shel zeh ha'shilishi. He didn't open his anything. Where'd you come in? From the field. Right. Maybe the first two are lying. So you can't take it away from the third guy. I said, we don't recommend the third guy should take it. But the third guy, if he takes it, maybe it really is his. Maybe the first two guys are lying because nobody brought it out. Yeah. What's his proof from Rav Chaya? Gazlan shel rabim, lav sheme gazlan. What's the case of gazlan shel rabim? No. Savri dehar de'e. Dek ba gazlan ki hay ma'idi she gazal mishnayim ha'chalukim bedavar. Ze omer sheli hu veze omer sheli. Reuven and Shimon are fighting over an item. You stole it from me, you stole it from me, it's mine, it's mine. Came Levi, said, all right, fellas, you came on fighting, he took it. So the deen is the third guy that takes it, lav gazlan, lekufo bedenim notsu miyado mashi gazal. Why? Because maybe it doesn't belong to either of you. So therefore, same thing over here. The guy, my father's, he comes along, takes it, and you both jump in like, all right, it's mine. You don't take it away from him. Rav Asher amar le'olam sheme gazlan. Oh. Rav Asher says, no. When two guys are fighting over an item, and the third guy comes and takes it, he's gazlan. Oh, umay lo sheme gazlan. Yeah, but the statement says lo sheme gazlan. How could Rav Asher say, he is a gazlan? Shelo nitan lehishavon. It's not returnable. Which means, normally, if a guy steals something, what's the deen? Return it. Over here, when two guys are fighting over something, ze omer sheli, and the third guy takes it, he's a gazlan. So what do you mean when it said that he's not a gazlan? What do you mean when it said lav sheme gazlan? Meaning he doesn't have the ability, like a gazlan, to undo it. Because who's going to give it to? So he's not a gazlan. Mean he is a gazlan. He's hayav gazlan, but it's not returnable. Look at the Rashbam. Hu'il ve'lo ta'in midi, which is these rabbis of Ashi holds, listen, you didn't give a claim, so you're not in the running over here. He can't just say, well, they're fighting it out there, they have no idea whose it is, so I'll come, I'm the third guy. No. At least they're claiming something. You cannot come off the street without a claim and just take it. U'motzim yado, and Betim will take it out of his hands. U'ma'amidim otab iftesh tayim arishim, Betim will take it out of the original guy's and leave it to the two. She'esh tem ta'anat avot. U'may lo sheme gazlan, the Kamal of Chaya, lo la'kel alav ba. When it said he's not a gazlan, it's not a leniency. Lepotro min hashlem, ela lachmir alav. Velomad de lo nitan de shavon. You're not going to have kapara. You're not a gazlan in the sense that you have no way to fix it. A gazlan can fix it. You're worse than a gazlan. Why? Lo mechpar ba shava. You're not going to get kapara in returning. De enu yodaya lemi yashiv. Which is, once you take it, now you can't just say, oh yeah, I'll just put it back in the middle of the pile and let them fight it out again. No. Once you stole it, now there's no option just to put it back where you found it. Now already you're a thief. And to get kapara for theft, you got to give it back to the original owner. Who is the original owner of it? You don't know. You understand? I can argue and tell you, listen, you took it. Now you know what? Betty says, hey, You didn't have a claim here. They're not going to teach you to put it back. They put it back where? Putting it back doesn't undo the gezela. You don't know who to give it back to. V'chomad de'alim gevar, k'de paskir ne'er, v'it tafsir lo mafkina, kot sheken zeh she betorat gezel ba liyado, to escape to zeh with gezel, v'hu sarik lo tziyam et ta'chado. He's got to give it back. V'enu yadu ala mi yashiv. So that's the deen. And that's why it says, Amar of Levi, he quotes in Perek HaSefim, Chet HaSefim, later on, Kasher onchan shel midot, me onchan shel arayot. midot, when you cheat in your measures, that's even worse than arayot. A guy commits arayot, he knows who he committed it with. He can make teshuvah. Midot, the guy's at large. Who are we going to return it to? So therefore, he's yeah. But now you don't know. You're not really returning it to the person. He stole an abim. Okay. So therefore, we have a big machloket over here. In the case over here of ba'ahad min ashuk, according to Rav Asher, we're not going to let him take it. Why? They don't have proof anymore. He's saying it's my father's. He's saying it's my father's. Who's got a bigger proof? Nobody. So the third guy take it. So Rav Asher says, the third guy can't take it because he didn't say anything. At least these two guys have ta'anot. But the third guy has no ta'ana. The guy that doesn't have a ta'ana has no right to take it from either of these two over there. First rabbi says, yeah, take it. He's not worse than anybody else. So that's the machlok between the shittot over here. Okay? Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen.